from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. In the past month and a half, especially the last week, paramedics in Cochrane District have been responding to an increase in the number of poisonings caused by tainted street drugs. Deputy Chief Seamus Murphy says it involves all street drugs from crack to even hash tainted by opiates. He says the Opioid Task Force, composed of several health agencies, wants to keep drug users safe while removing the stigma they face. Murphy points out that these people are coping with an unfortunate health issue.
That's what the public needs to be aware of, and the naysayers on social media, what have you. Just because someone suffers with an addiction doesn't mean that they're a bad person.
Murphy urges all drug users to carry naloxone to reverse the effect of opiate poisoning. The first place to go for treatment, he adds, is the Canadian Mental Health Association. Despite Timmins often priding itself on its multiculturalism, discrimination still exists in the city. Several events are leading up to Thursday's International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Tomorrow, at the main branch of the public library, school children will be read a book called The Day You Begin, dealing with acceptance of everyone. Then on Thursday at Collège Boréal, a symposium on dismantling racist systems and barriers in the workplace. Local Immigration Partnership Coordinator Ifoma Kasimauna says several studies prove overt and covert discrimination in Timmins.
Whether it's anti-Indigenous discrimination or even to other members of minority groups. So we see it, we might pride ourselves, but we cannot run away from the fact that people experience racism.
Kasimauna adds that the earlier we learn to deal with it, the better it will be for the community. The popularity of public skating in city-owned arenas results in a couple rules being enforced instead of the recreation department looking the other way. Skating aids used by young novice skaters and strollers are no longer allowed on the ice. Department spokesperson Fred Salvador says it's a simple matter of safety.
None of that stuff during regular public skating, but during the week when you see preschool and senior skating, there's usually only 5-10 people on the ice. We don't mind when those things show up at that time.
Salvador says there have been some incidents of injury caused by skaters running into the aids and strollers. Indoor skating with no admission charge was instituted when outdoor rinks had to be closed. Salvador says there's one more session of the season coming up at the MAC. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.